Welcome to the Vigil of the Resurrection for Saturday evening, the eve of the Lord's Day, March 25th, 2023. Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. The Hymn to Christ the Light. O radiant light, O Son divine, of God the Father's deathless face, O image of the light sublime that fills the heavenly dwelling place. O Son of God, the source of life, praise is your due by night and day. Our happy lips must raise the strain of your esteemed and splendid name. Lord Jesus Christ, as daylight fades, as shine the lights of eventide, we praise the Father with the Son, the Spirit blessed, and with them one. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We praise and glorify you, Lord God, for Christ our life is risen and has conquered sin and death. He has broken the chains that bind us and freed us to live in his kingdom of light. May Christ enlighten the hearts of all who believe. May Christ transform this world that longs to see him, enlightening the hearts of all who believe, and restore all creation to its rightful place. Glory, praise, thanksgiving, and blessing to you, O God, victor over sin and death, now and forever. Amen. From Psalm 118. The stone that the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hosanna, O Lord, save us. We pray to you, Lord, prosper our days. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God and has given us light. Form a procession with branches up to the corners of the altar. You are my God, and I will thank you. You are my God, and I will exalt you. Give thanks to the Lord, for the Lord is good. God's mercy endures forever. Almighty God, by raising Christ your Son, you conquered the power of death and opened for us the way to eternal life. Let our celebration this night raise us up and renew our lives by the Spirit who lives within us. Grant this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Psalm 150. Hallelujah! Praise God in the holy temple. Praise God in the mighty firmament. Praise God for mighty acts. Praise God for exceeding greatness. Praise God with trumpet sound. Praise God with lyre and harp. Praise God with tambourine and dance. Praise God with strings and pipe. Praise God with resounding cymbals. Praise God with loud clanging cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. After these things, Jesus showed himself again to the disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, and he showed himself in this way. Gathered there together were Simon Peter, Thomas, called the Twin, Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will go with you." They went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. Just after daybreak, Jesus stood on the beach, but the disciples did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you have no fish, have you?" They answered him, "No." He said to them, "Cast the net to the right side of the boat, and you will find some." So they cast it, and now they were not able to haul it in because there were so many fish. That disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put on his outer garment, for he had taken it off, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came in the boat, dragging the net full of fish, for they were not far from the land, only about 100 yards off. When they had gone ashore, they saw a charcoal fire there, with fish on it, and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish that you have just caught." So Simon Peter went aboard and hauled the net ashore full of large fish, 153 of them. And though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come and have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they knew it was the Lord. Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus appeared to the disciples after he was raised from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. The Lord be with you. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. We give you thanks, eternal God, for you nourish and sustain all living things by the gift of water. In the beginning of time, your Spirit moved over the watery chaos, calling forth order and life. In the time of Noah, you destroyed evil by the waters of the flood, giving righteousness a new beginning. You led Israel out of slavery, through the waters of the sea, into the freedom of the promised land. In the waters of the Jordan, Jesus was baptized by John and anointed with your Spirit. By the baptism of his own death and resurrection, Christ set us free from sin and death and opened the way to eternal life. We thank you, O God, for the water of baptism. In it we were buried with Christ in his death. From it we were raised to share in his resurrection. Through it we were reborn by the power of the Holy Spirit. Therefore, in joyful obedience to your Son, we celebrate our fellowship in him in faith. We pray that all who have passed through the water of baptism may continue forever in the risen life of Jesus Christ our Savior. To him, to you, and to the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Remember your baptism and be thankful. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We praise you, O God. We praise you, O God. We acclaim you as Lord. All creation worships you, Father everlasting. To you, all angels, all the powers of heaven, the cherubim and seraphim sing in endless praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. The glorious company of apostles praise you. The noble fellowship of prophets praise you. The white-robed army of martyrs praise you. Throughout the world, the Holy Church acclaims you, Father of majesty unbounded, your true and only Son, worthy of all praise, the Holy Spirit, Advocate and Guide. You, Christ, are the King of glory, the eternal Son of the Father. When you took our flesh to set us free, you humbly chose the Virgin's womb. You overcame the sting of death and opened the kingdom of heaven to all believers. You are seated at God's right hand in glory. We believe that you will come and be our judge. Come then, Lord, and help your people, bought with the price of your own blood, and bring us with your saints to glory everlasting. To our God belong victory, glory, and power, for right and just are God's judgments. Praise our God, all you who serve God, you who revere God, great and small. Let us rejoice and triumph and give God praise. The time has come for the wedding feast of the Lamb. O God, who brought your people out of slavery with a mighty hand, strengthen us to take our stand with you beside the oppressed of the world, that in your victory over sin and death every chain of bondage may be broken, and the whole human family, restored to your image, may sing your praise in joy, freedom, and peace. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Alleluia. May God the Father, who raised Christ Jesus from the dead, continually show us loving kindness. Amen. May God the Son, victor over sin and death, grant us a share in the joy of his resurrection. Amen. May God the Spirit, giver of light and peace, renew our hearts in love. Amen. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, continue to bless us. Amen. Alleluia.